Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's start talking, because we're back at the time that we have to talk about it. We have to look around and go, why do the millions and the millions go through this over and over again? Why is it that every year, or at least it seems multiple times a year, it seems almost on a monthly basis, we have to go through the conversation of my safety is better than yours and you know it? What? Yeah, it sounds like the asshole thing to say, because it definitely is. But then again, as we interact with the stuff that we do inside of this world, we get to see the different things that people have their opinions or they have their thought process of in regards. And you might as well say that, because it's a lot easier than doing some of the asinine things that are out there. Why don't you just make a post? If you're going to talk and brag, just say, my safety is better than yours, and you know it. Because it's such a simpler process. I don't understand why we still have this ongoing conversation of people debating, talking about how they have systematically resolved all their safety issues that they could ever resolve because of this one now silver bullet. And I don't get it. And listen, I understand that everybody is going to understand safety differently. And I mean safety differently, meaning different concepts, not safety differently per se. But I have a hard time and a struggle when people use terms as, let's see, clickbait. They use terms that of stuff that they have now invented. And let's talk about that, because I think that there's a struggle here in regards of understanding. I believe that there's a struggle here in regards on how concepts are done. Listen, you and I can be involved in a conversation listening to concepts of what people, other people do. And you're going to understand it in one method, and I am going to understand it in a different method. And it's not that the method that you understood or that I understood is incorrect, but we are not going to have the exact understanding. That's just kind of the way that things go. But where I have the struggle with that is that all of a sudden, because I understood it differently or you understood it differently, now you have come up with this new version of the understanding. It's like, I'm so confused on how this continues to be an ongoing conversation of people repackaging and essentially going out there and just saying, my safety is better than yours, and you know it. I just don't get it. My thought process was, and will continue to be, aren't we trying to make this place safer? And you can determine where this place is, whatever you want to name that place. And at the end of the day, leaving it in better condition than what we originally found it. That's been my thought process in regards to how I do the stuff that I get to do. And listen, I know that people are out there and they want to complain about safety one. They want to complain about the 4Ds. They want to complain about HU. They want to complain about Aero. They want to complain about, you know, the stripes and symbols. I mean, I just don't get it. How about instead of focusing on who has the better concept, we focus on what will be the bigger benefit for the people that we work with? What will be the bigger benefit for what's going on inside of this world? Because listen, at the end of the day, I know that people want to slap a trademark. They want to slap a copyright and go, I own this intellectual property. But do you really? I mean, do you really own it? All you've done is change some verbiage here and there in regards of what you're using. And taking somebody else's concept and slapping some stuff on there to make sure that it's now your intellectual property, I don't know if that's the best thing to do. And believe me, don't get me wrong, I understand at the end of the day, we want people to be safe, but we're also doing this to make money. But it gets weird. It gets weird out there. And some people that will come out of the woodwork that have been proponents of one versionality of what they do will do stuff to clickbait. They'll do stuff to clickbait because They have now lost traction and go, oh, I have been doing this for years. It is not what it is. And leave like punctuation marks out, leaving question marks out, leaving all kinds of interesting things out just for clickbait purposes for people to now all of a sudden go, maybe they don't agree with the concept that they were teaching the whole time. I mean, I just don't get it. Maybe I am on my weird rocker today in regards of talking about this, but I look at this and go, there's so many things that we could do as an industry to help each other, opposed to some of the weirdness of the stuff that we do day in and day out. That is something definitely that we should probably give some thought to. So ask yourself, the next time you make a post, are you really saying my safety is better than yours? And you know it. Because if it is, that might be an interesting conversation.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.